Ms. John said according to the current protocol, a negative rapid antigen test 24 hours prior to travel will be accepted for entry into St. Vincent and the Grenadines, or a PCR test taken at least 72 hours prior to travel. The health promotions officer is reiterating that the type of test should depend on the length of a person's trip.
I also want to caution those persons who may have long trips. So, for example, you're going to the UK, but you're connecting to Barbados. Or let's say you're coming from Germany or wherever, but you have to overnight somewhere and then come to St. Vincent. The protocol says that you need an antigen test 24 hours or a PCR test taken at least 72 hours prior to your travel. If you have multiple connections, a PCR test might be your best option. So we really don't want people to say, well, you say you can get an antigen test, but my antigen test has expired. It says either you get a negative antigen test or you can get a 72-hour PCR test. So if you're doing multiple trips, we really want to advise you to take the PCR test because that one would suffice for you to make all of your connections.
Acting Chief Health Promotions Officer in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment, Shanika John. Regionally, President of the Caribbean Hotel and Tourism Association, Nicola Madden-Gregg, has praised the role played by women in the recovery of the regional tourism industry as the Caribbean emerges from the impact of the coronavirus pandemic. The CHTA president said that the theme for International Women's Day, Gender Equality Today for a Sustainable Tomorrow, is particularly apt as COVID-19 wanes in the region. And Minister of Tourism in Jamaica, Edmund Bartlett, said Jamaica's performance in terms of visitor arrivals last weekend was a record for the COVID-19 period and among the best the island has ever experienced. Internationally, a study suggests that catching COVID may cause changes to the brain. Scientists found significant differences in MRI scans before and after infection. Meanwhile, a major study of vaccine side effects in the U.S. found no link between two COVID jabs and the number of deaths recorded after vaccination. The Centers for Disease and Control Prevention, CDC, said 92% of reported side effects after the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines were mild. I'm Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.